Well, Peter, in your piece in Forbes, you write about not learning Braille as a young man, even after learning that your vision would diminish. Why was that, and why is Braille literacy overall on the decline?
Well, I didn't learn Braille because at that time I still was able to read print, and I didn't see the need, although I was curious about it, but I just didn't see the need. And then, of course, technology arrived, and I could read books on my iPhone and, you know, listen to them and all of that. And that's, you know, that availability of technology is one reason why Braille has declined. Another reason is that blind children have been sent into mainstream schools where they wanted to appear like everyone else, and the teachers really didn't know how to teach them Braille anyway, so the point was moot. And so that's been on the decline for quite some time, but there are signs that it's beginning to pick up as organizations like the National Federation of the Blind really push hard to improve Braille learning, because it's been shown that people who learn Braille really do succeed, have more success at employment and other areas of life than blind people who do not learn Braille.
So is this one of those steps forward, would you say, this announcement by Legos?
It is a great step forward. It's been everyone's very happy about it in the blind community. And yet, as you may have seen in the article I wrote, I think it presents an enormous opportunity to go beyond the received wisdom of teaching children Braille. And, you know, we have an aging population in this country, and I can't tell you how often people come to me and ask me what to do about their aging parents who are losing or have lost their sight and don't know what to do with themselves, don't want to deal with technology, et cetera, et cetera. And I frankly think that something like a Lego Braille brick would be just the ticket for them to learn Braille, not feel threatened by, you know, a foot-high pile of Braille readers and textbooks, and get into it. So I think that's one issue with these new Lego Braille bricks, which aren't out yet. They're produced by Lego Foundation in combination with Lego Group and some nonprofits, but they're really going just to be distributed through educational institutions and other organizations for the blind rather than sold on store shelves. I think that's also something that could be changed.
Yeah, so Legos is huge. I mean, what would you see? I mean, in terms of widening that umbrella, when you talk about Braille, what else would you like to see along this line? Like, not necessarily a toy maker. I mean, it's fantastic. But what else would you like to see, or could we expect to see maybe down the road in terms of making Braille that much more accessible, I guess, if you will?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a great question because I think there are so many areas where that could come into play, whether it's on other household items and clothing. One of the first albums I ever bought was Stevie Wonder's Talking Book album, and it had Braille on the cover, and that intrigued me back when I was a much younger man. And I bought the album, and of course it's a great album. So there are just so many opportunities for labeling things in Braille, for showing that this is part of the world we all live in, whether we have sight or not. And it's just a wonderful way of communicating. So I think the opportunities are quite large.
Let me just ask you this lastly, Peter. Why is learning Braille so important? I mean, does it open up the world for people?
It just opens, you know, when I found when I began learning Braille that it sparked my brain into a new kind of overdrive, just like when you learn any language or anything new that's challenging and that seems kind of daunting, and you feel that you can do this, and it does open up a new world for you. So I think that's where some of the success for people who learn Braille comes from, is that they really can understand things in a way they couldn't before and feel that power.